Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The next text for our meditation on God's holy word today is Book of Acts, chapter 16, beginning at the sixth verse. Dear brothers and sisters in the faith, Book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, it says, rejoice. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We talk about the children of Israel and how they wandered in the desert for 40 years. But they weren't really wandering. They were being led. Now, they weren't being led by Moses. Moses wasn't smart enough for that job. They weren't being led by Aaron. Aaron wasn't wise enough for that job. They weren't being led by Miriam. Miriam wasn't humble enough for that job. They weren't being led by the wisdom of man. They weren't being led by the hand of man. They were being led by the Lord God. The Lord God who loved his people, and he showed it by taking them out of slavery and bringing them to the promised land. And so Deuteronomy chapter 8, you shall remember the whole way the Lord your God led you, the whole way the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the wilderness. Now you put it another way, if you want to understand the present and what's going on, look to the past. Remember all the way the Lord led you. If you want to know the future, look to the past. Remember how the Lord your God led you. Remember Hosea chapter 14, that the ways of the Lord are right and good. The righteous walk in them, the rebellious stumble in them. So why would the Lord change his ways if they're altogether right and good? Malachi chapter 3, I, the Lord, don't change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, you are not consumed. The people of Israel were not wandering. They were being led. And do you remember from your Bible how they were being led? What led them? There was the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. When those moved, the people moved. When those moved, the people packed their bags and they followed along. When those stopped, the people stopped. When those remained in place, the people remained. And therein lay the trouble. That's where the problem started to arise, because when the people were being led, sometimes they were being led in the direction of the promised land. And by all means, let's get on with it. Let's get a move on. Sometimes, though, they were being led away from the promised land. And that was confusing. Sometimes they took the direct route to things. Sometimes they had to go the long way around. Sometimes they went day after day, which kept them occupied by stages as they journeyed. Sometimes they remained at one spot for what seemed like an unreasonable length of time. And whatever location they were being led to by the Lord, it seemed so often that more often than not, there was no water there, or there was no food there. At least that's how their minds recorded it. Now, all that being the case, you may want to think about how difficult it was for them, especially for those folks who had an eager or an active turn of mind, who wanted to keep things going and moving along, how easy it was for them to become impatient and frustrated and anxious and fretful and irritated and rebellious. What a temptation to just take matters into your own hand, make your own plans. And they did that more than once. What did they say over and over again? We want what? We want to go back to Egypt. And so you find even Moses, who Numbers chapter 12 describes as more meek than any man on the face of the earth, even Moses lost his temper with the people. And even Moses lost his temper with the Lord God. Numbers chapter 11, Moses heard the people weeping throughout their clans, everyone at the door of his tent. And Moses said to the Lord, here was his prayer, why have you dealt in this way with your servant? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you lay the burden of all these people on me? Did I conceive all these people? Did I give them birth? That you should say to me, carry them like a nurse carries a nursing child to the land that you swore to give to their fathers? Where am I going to get meat to feed all of these people? Numbers chapter 11, hardly a banner day in the history of faith. And what happens when we turn to the New Testament? You think how hard it must have been for St. Paul, today's lesson, who was a poster child for active and eager. That was his temperament, that was his personality. How hard it must have been for him to hit roadblock after roadblock in his missionary work in today's lesson, Acts chapter 16. This is what it says. It says, they, that's Paul and his companions, went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word of God in the province of Asia. Now that does not make any sense. Since when does the Holy Spirit stand in the way of mission work? But this is what the Holy Spirit does. The logical direction is the province of Asia. That's where all the population centers are. And the Holy Spirit says, we're not going there. Well, where do we go? When they had come up to Mysia, they attempted to go into Bithynia. That's the next logical direction to go. But the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Now, when we have things like this happen to us, it's very easy to say, well, it's the devil getting in the way. The devil's causing these problems. But that's not what it says. It doesn't say the devil's standing in the way or blocking the way or hindering their path or vetoing their plans. I mean, he does that sort of thing. But here it says it's the Lord who's hindering. The Lord who's vetoing. And what do you do with that? Well, maybe you are one of those people, I don't know, there's a lot of them, but you're one of those people who is a very relaxed and mellow person, and you like nothing better than to roll with whatever comes your way. And you like nothing better than to just flow with the current. And so if surprises come along or roadblocks come along, you greet them with joy because that's just the way you like to do things. Maybe you are like that. St. Paul was not. St. Paul did not have that gift, if it is a gift. He was a man who pushed and pushed, and he pushed sometimes beyond endurance. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, this is what he says. He says, 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. 1 night and 1 day I was adrift at sea. I was on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and exposure. And you can almost hear the man say, bring it on. He put his head down and he pushed and pushed and pushed. Sometimes he pushed too hard. Sometimes he left his co-workers in the dust, unable to keep up with him. And maybe being mellow and going with the current aren't your gifts either. I don't think most of them have such things. Most of us have such things. Most of us are probably like the lady I went and visited once, and she had a plaque in her kitchen, and it said this: "Lord, please grant me patience, and please hurry." And even if that's not you, it isn't easy to wait, is it? It isn't easy to be still and know that the Lord is God. It is not easy to take obstacles and roadblocks that come your way in your journey with the Lord and still hear the words, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." The will of God. And that is a will of God that you learn out in the desert. Deuteronomy chapter 8. "And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God led you all these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you when he let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." I don't think you can even learn that lesson unless you're out in the desert. I don't think you can learn that lesson unless you run into obstacles or have your path hindered or have your plans vetoed or trip over roadblocks until you're left every single day with simply every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. But there's good news. When that begins to happen, you begin to develop a taste for it. Not a taste for the roadblocks and obstacles and difficulties. I don't think most folks enjoy that. But you begin to develop a taste for your God. You say, "Let me hear his word first. Let me call upon him in prayer first." What do we sing at the beginning of church? "With the Lord, begin your task. Jesus will direct it. For his aid and counsel ask, Jesus will perfect it." And that's right, because that's our faith. Our faith is Jesus. Jesus in the past, Jesus in the present, Jesus in the future, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Salvation in Jesus through his shed blood on the cross. Salvation that comes from him, faith that comes from him. Eternal life that comes from him, every good thing that comes from him. And so you can look in the past, and that'll tell you what's happening in the present. You can look in the past, and that'll tell you what's happening in the future, or what will happen in the future. What it tells you is that as a child of God, you're being led by the Lord God. The Lord loved his people. He led them out of slavery, you included. He's taking you to the promised land, just like it was back then. So it is now. And even the roadblocks and the hindrances and the vetoes are a reason for rejoicing, because they do something to you. They make your eyes look to him. They make your ears listen out for him. They make your mouth call upon him. They make you say not just a Bible verse, but something that comes out of your heart. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen.